from KQED.
This morning in Congress, the House Homeland Security Committee holds a hearing to explore what it calls the extent of radicalization in the American Muslim community. KPCC's Washington correspondent Kitty Feldy spoke with California congressional members a few days before the hearing. One Republican says the hearing will take a balanced view of an important subject, but some Democrats worry that it will lead to religious intolerance.
Democrat Jackie Speier of San Mateo is a member of the House Homeland Security Committee. She says radicalization and homegrown terrorism are a serious concern and legitimate topics for a hearing.
And it should be broad-based to look at those that could, in fact, be potential terrorists that are within our borders. And that's a real threat.
But Speier says terrorists should be targeted for their actions, not their religion. She says focusing on Muslims alone sets a horrible precedent.
I think it's very problematic, very divisive, and very discriminatory.
Speier isn't the only critic.
This is the first congressional hearing we have ever had based on religion.
Fellow Democratic Committee member Loretta Sanchez of Santa Ana represents the second largest Muslim community in America. She says focusing on one religious group is short-sighted.
You're going to be overlooking those who don't look like what you're looking for, who are actually going to be the ones who harm us, like Timothy McVeigh.
There have been protests and community gatherings in Los Angeles and New York denouncing the hearing. One Muslim leader labels it a witch hunt. Speaking on CNN, the Republican chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, Peter King of New York, dismissed the critics.
They are caught in a world of denial. They want to believe everyone loves each other. We can all hold hands and kumbaya. My job is to keep Americans alive.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about the fact that there's radicalization going on within the Muslim community.
Congressman Dan Lundgren is the only California Republican on the Homeland Security Committee. He says there is an agenda for Thursday's hearing.
It is to confront the reality of the small, some might even say minute percentage of the Muslim community that appears to be intimidating the moderates in the Muslim community. And unless we recognize that, unless we talk about the radicalization, we don't help the moderate voices to be heard.
But Democratic Congressman Mike Honda of Gilroy sees a historic parallel. He was an infant when his family and thousands of other Japanese Americans were sent to internment camps after the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
I don't want to see happen again to anybody.
Honda recalls the conclusions reached by a congressional commission that examined the reasons why the U.S. government embraced the idea of locking up American citizens of Japanese descent.
One was war hysteria. The second was racial discrimination. And the third was failure of political leadership. And it's that piece that I think people like myself, who understand our history and our own experiences, want to be vigilant.
Well, I'm sorry that Congressman Honda didn't talk to me because I happen to be the vice chairman of that commission.
Again, Congressman Dan Lundgren.
And I see absolutely nothing in what we're doing that in any way, shape, or form compares with that. There is a reality of radicalization that is going on that we see, not just in the United States, but in other places. And unless we examine it, we run the risk of generalizations against an entire religion or an entire group. And we don't want that to happen.
Among those testifying at Thursday's hearing are the relatives of two men who became radicalized Muslims. Also addressing the panel, L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca, who's been in the forefront of dialogue between law enforcement and Southern California's Muslim community. For the California Report, I'm Kitty Feldy in Washington, D.C.